Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford. For those of you who've seen me in Medscape before, you're used to me waffling on about some aspect of GI cancer, some aspect of science, of molecules, of biomarkers, whatsoever. I want to talk about something a wee bit different. Friday's our clinic day, yesterday. I think we had a bit of a hard time of it. Shakespeare said, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. And we just had a bit of a busy day in terms of breaking bad news. All of us have those days. Usually they're spaced out, but sometimes you just come in a small tidal wave of misery, I guess. And it just made me think again a little about how we communicate with patients. I've been a cancer doctor for more than 30 years, and I think I can say with some proof that I'm an experienced, good, even if I'm a big-headed, gifted communicator. But isn't it interesting how often our patients say thanks at the end of the consult when we've broken the worst of news? Always makes me think of Raymond Carver, my favourite American author, famous for his short stories, poems. Was called the American Chekhov. If we had to categorize him, it was in the school of American realism. Died when 50, too much alcohol, heavy smoking, died of lung cancer. And he wrote a beautiful poem. And because I've got a memory like a sieve, I can't recite it, but I'd really like to read it for you. Excuse my funny Scottish accent. What the Doctor Said by Raymond Carver. He said, it doesn't look good. He said, it looks bad, in fact, real bad. He said, I counted 32 of them in one lung before I quit counting them. I said, I'm glad. I wouldn't want to know about any more being there than that. He said, are you a religious man? Do you kneel down in forest groves and let yourself ask for help? When you come to a waterfall, mist blowing against your face and arms, do you stop and ask for understanding at those moments? I said, not yet, but I intend to start today. He said, I'm real sorry. He said, I wish I had some other kind of news to give you. I said, amen. He said something else I didn't catch, and not knowing what else to do, and not wanting him to have to repeat it, and me to have to fully digest it. I just looked at him for a minute, and he looked back. It was then that I jumped up and shook hands with this man, who'd just given me something no one else on earth had ever given me. I may even have thanked him, habit being so strong. It's a funny paradox, isn't it? It's so ingrained as a patient-doctor relationship that we're thanked for breaking sometimes disastrous and miserable news. So there you are, a difficult Friday, a wonderful poet. And if there's one thing to take from this, read some of Raymond Carver's poetry. It's fantastic. Read his epitaph. Read what is written above his grave about being called beloved. So thanks for listening. It's a bit not quite a usual talk, I know that. But for those of you who'd like to comment or post anything, please do so. But read Raymond Carver. Listen, thanks for listening, as always. And for the time being, Medscapers ahoy. Thank you.